I'm Mike Breen, talking with Fan Chung, who's the Akamai Professor in Internet Mathematics at the University of California, San Diego. And we're talking about her AMS MAA invited address, a joint address, which will take place on Tuesday at the joint mathematics meetings. And the title of her address is The Mathematics of PageRank, PageRank being the search algorithm that Google uses. And so, Fan, can you tell us a little bit about PageRank and about your talk?
Yeah, sure, Mike. I'll talk about the magic power of web searching derived from several mathematical areas, including, for example, spectrograph theory, probability, and algorithm, with its roots traced back to spectral geometry. The basic problem is quite simple to state. How do we rank the importance of vertices using the web graph, which represents the linking structure of the web? As it turns out, this problem is closely related to an old problem of an isoparametric nature. How do we separate a subset of given size by removing as few edges as possible? We'll discuss several methods to establish isoparametric inequalities using, for example, spectral methods, random walks, random graphs, page rank, and heat kernels. Each method gives a different proof, a different viewpoint of the so-called Cheeger's inequality, then lead to different improved graph partitioning algorithms. A crucial aspect of these methods is to deal with graphs of very large size. We traditional partitioning algorithm using eigenvectors, for example, is no longer feasible because it's exorbitantly expensive to compute such a large vector. The web graph underneath, when we are doing the search, has millions of nodes. While we are doing a search, we would like to have the outcome in a fraction of the second. So the algorithm we are allowed are only using local operations, such as random walks, and PageRank, in a way, is a combination of random walks controlled by scaling constants. The advantage of using PageRank is taking advantage of the local operation, and with the mathematical analysis guarantee how good the performance can should be. We are looking at various variations of this using discrete heat kernel techniques, which will give so-called local algorithms, which involve cost depending only on the size of the output and regardless of the large size of the underlying graph. So this is one example that mathematics really provides the tools and power in carrying out, such as leading to the super efficient algorithms and analysis.
You mentioned the web graphs. The nodes would be the web pages. That's what the vertices are, and there's billions of those. So, and if someone's doing a search on Google, you know, as you said, they expect the result instantaneously. So there has to be a lot of, as you said, powerful mathematics that in order to make condense all that information into a usable form so quickly.
That's right. That's why we have these new and improved local partition algorithms based on several random walk-based techniques like PageRank and heat kernel.
Now, are you able to give all the details of PageRank, or is that something that's kind of secret within Google?
Oh, the basic formula is very simple. Mm-hmm. It's basically a geometrical sum of random walks. So you starting from a point, you take a random walk of length 1, length 2, length 3, and you put them together like a power series, putting in a parameter. It's very well defined in the original paper of the two founders of Google, Brin and Page. It's entirely mathematical. If we focus on its original definition, I'm pretty sure they have a lot of other way adjusting it with greater details. But the basic formulation and its basic power is entirely mathematical. And as you may notice, I actually uppercase page and rank, so it is a well-defined definition in their framework form. It is a mathematical formula, and it has nice recurrences relations, which is the base for super efficient algorithms to compute it and to approximate it. You can show approximation. Can control how large the support is, how much the arrow bound is, and why it doesn't carry very far. And that is the base for these fairly fast computations, really coming back to isoparametric inequalities that we mathematicians always study.
So that's Fan Cheng, speaking of the mathematics of PageRank, which is the title of her invited address, her joint AMS-MAA invited address at the joint meetings, which will take place on Tuesday morning. And Fan Cheng, the Akamai professor in Internet Mathematics at the University of California, San Diego. Fan, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.